What's going on, guys? This is Dexter Johnson, and you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. And guys, in case you've been under a rock, social media is no small thing. And hopefully things go well for social media in 2019, but I just don't think so. So venturing into the overpopulated land of social media, we run into two really famous guests. We run into overusage. We run into data breaches. And that is all that 2018 was about. Number one, overusage. People are just spending too much time on social media. It is affecting policy and procedures in regards to our government. It's affecting people's awareness and people's presentness and just ability to be here in real life. And then secondly, it's getting tons of user information, and these things are getting hacked left and right. Cambridge Analytica and Facebook. These are causing tons of litigation to happen. It's causing people to get researched. It's causing CEOs, founders, and other very important people from these companies to have to go and speak before Congress so that our terrible Congress can understand what the heck is going on, even though they have no clue and they're completely lost. And I see 2019 as just a continuing of that. Consumers are going to have to focus on their privacy, whether they want to or not, because it's going to come a time where you as a person are tied so heavily into your online presence. Now, and ever since the inception of the internet, people have been getting away with being anonymous. But at the end of the day, guys, your online life affects your real life. Your data breaches matter. When you're using the same username and password combination across 10, 15, 20, 30, every site that you've ever logged into, that creates a problem. When you're putting all of your data and all of your friendship information on Facebook and you're sharing your contact information with these companies and building all of these social profiles, and the companies are going back and aggregating that data together, you're creating a problem. Think about it. If you've never had a Facebook account and you log in, why do you think that Facebook automatically suggests friends for you? Likely, your information has been shared with Facebook. Facebook knows who you are because of Facebook Pixel, just one of those little things embedded into certain websites that tracks your information. It knows who you are. It knows who to suggest for you. And you are like, wow, how does it know all this? Let me just add all these friends. And these are just a couple of the things that Facebook does. But then we have people getting banned on Twitter. Users getting banned on YouTube because of things that they're saying that aren't the most political correct. And while I may be in agreement with some of these bannings, we're definitely walking a fine line as to what one can say or not say on the internet. And we're going to have to get to a point where there is some type of law, some type of governing body around the internet. Not necessarily saying, hey, this is what you can and can't access, but this is how we're going to protect our consumers from companies that profit off of their data while not being 100% explicit about it. So guys, 2018 was not a good year for social media. In 2019, things are just going to get worse. Unfortunately, I foresee that we're going to see more data breaches. I foresee that we're going to see more companies that have to testify before Congress. And we're going to see more changes that have to be put in place to protect consumers. Because at this point, things are just getting worse. and social media is essentially more toxic than ever. Guys, the future is not looking good for social media. People are still going to use these platforms. They're going to continue to get their numbers. But as more and more people become aware of things that are going on these social media platforms, from their lackadaisical attitude towards privacy and just all of the breaches that happen, I foresee some change being forced through the throats of these social media companies. Guys, until next time, I'll holler at you. Thanks, guys, for listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. Be sure to share the podcast and tell a friend about these deep dives into technology that I post on a regular basis.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.